Hello and welcome to Radio Omniglot. I'm Simon Ager, and here's the news on Sunday the 19th of June 2022. This week there are new language pages in Santiagueño Quechua, a southern Quechuan language spoken in northern Argentina, Gawa, a Chadic language spoken in the far north region of Cameroon, Rambune, a Kedanti language spoken in parts of eastern Nepal, and Sabané, a Nambiquaran language spoken in the state of Rondônia, in western Brazil. With these languages, the total number of language profiles on Omniglot is now 1,700. There are new numbers pages in Ho-Chunk or Winnebago, a Siouan language spoken in Wisconsin, Nebraska, and Iowa in the USA, Potawatomi, an Algonquian language spoken in Ontario in Canada, and in Michigan, Indiana, Wisconsin, and Kansas in the USA, Shawnee, a central Algonquian language spoken in Oklahoma in the USA, and Naskapi, an Algonquian language spoken in the provinces of Quebec and Newfoundland and Labrador in Canada. There's a new Omniglot blog post called Turning Oxen, which is about the writing direction known as Boustrophedon, or literally, like the ox turns, which is a way some ancient languages, such as Etruscan, ancient Greek, and early Latin, were written. That is, starting, say, from left to right, in horizontal lines, and then flipping round, and going back from right to left, and then left to right to right, as if you were ploughing a field. And then there's the usual language quiz, of course. See if you can guess what language this is.
Aminki, Makiranunki, Karinki, Makiranunki, Kunuhisa, Nachino, Zanki, Makiranunki, Karina, Topatamute, Nukumutanunki.
Here's a clue. This language belongs to a small language family that is spoken in a group of islands off the Asian mainland. The mystery language in last week's language quiz was Loma, a southwestern Mande language spoken in northern Liberia. It sounds a bit like this. As I'm sure you're aware, Loma has its own script, the Loma syllabary, which was invented in the 1930s, although it is no longer used. Instead, Loma is written with the Latin alphabet these days. There are new Celtiadia posts this week about words for second, other, and lead, as in the metal, and related things in Celtic languages. In the adventure in etymology this week, we find out how the word butter is connected to such words as buffalo, truffle, and chiromancy. That is a kind of divination which involves cheese. I also made improvements to the Naskapi, Latvian, and Ho-Chunk language pages, and created a separate page for the Ho-Chunk syllabary. You can find a transcript of this news, linked to all the pages mentioned, and other podcasts at radio.omniglot.com. Omniglot News is also available at omniglot.com/news, on Twitter at Omniglossia, and on the Omniglot page and Omniglot Fan Club page on Facebook. If you would like to support Omniglot, you can make a one-off or regular donation at patreon.com/omniglot. That's all the news for this week. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.